Well, we received information that on Sunday, the 27th of October, there was some fighting that broke out in Morobo County near Isibi. And unfortunately, some of our aid workers, some of IOM humanitarian aid workers, were caught in the crossfire, and as a result, they lost their lives.
How many of them?
It was three aid workers that lost their lives, and two were injured during the fighting.
So the injured ones, where are they receiving their medical treatment, and how is their condition?
They are receiving medical treatment as we speak, but unfortunately, I cannot release the name of the hospital where they're receiving treatment.
But is it in Yei or?
Yes, it's in that area.
Okay, now apart from human loss and the casualties, as you stated, what else has the agency incurred in the course of the incident?
So a female IOM volunteer was abducted by some of the gunmen, and it was also reported that a four-year-old boy, who is actually a son of one of the deceased female aid workers, were also abducted. And currently, the whereabouts are still unknown. But we were following up. We were in touch with authorities to find out about their whereabouts.
With the closure, because we have seen in the press release also, the IOM also closed down the Ebola screening center. It's five of them actually in those areas of Isibi and Bazi, and three more others. And then also suspending support to health facilities in those named areas. So what implication does this have on the population?
Yes, so IOM, due to the security, the safety and security of our colleagues, IOM has decided to suspend operations at five locations, as you rightly said, in Asebi, Bazi, Kirikwe, Lasu, and Okobo. And we're also suspending operations of flow monitoring points and supporting health facilities. And, you know, as IOM, we take the safety and the security of our personnel. It's of utmost importance. So until we can guarantee the safety of our personnel, at this moment we have suspended operations in that area in Morobo County.
So until when will the suspension hold?
We have not put a date yet. We are monitoring the situation until when we can guarantee that the security that it's feasible for our personnel to continue with operations.
Are they still within the location?
We have requested that they stay at home, that they remain in that area at home.
Have you also lost some of your assets, or as a result of the insecurity in the area?
Yes, it was reported that some of our point of entry sites were vandalized.
Could you give us more, like what exact facilities were vandalized?
We are still waiting on an exit report because, you know, communication between us and sometimes it's very difficult to get information. So at this moment, I cannot speak to exactly what was vandalized or what went missing. But what we do know is that some of our POEs were vandalized.
What's your message really to perhaps the country's leadership and the entire public following the incident, the unfortunate incident?
The humanitarian community, including IOM, continues to reiterate that innocent civilians and humanitarian aid workers should not be a target. So that is our message to the leadership of this country. I mean, this is a global message that we keep on reiterating, that innocent civilians and humanitarian aid workers should not be a target of such outrageous violence. And we do hope that peace will return in that area so that we can continue operations in that area in Morobo County.
Yeah, sorry to take you back. God forbid, in the course of the suspension, in case of any Ebola outbreak, how would it be?
As I did mention, we're monitoring the situation, and you know, IOM also works with other partners. You know, we're in touch with other partners. So should there be, let's say, an outbreak or a case reported, then we will reassess how to proceed with that. But for the moment, due to the insecurity, we have informed our staff in that area to please stay at home, because that security and that safety is paramount.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you, Philip.